Eric was all his life before he came to America, I would say, drawn to this form, and it had several reasons. For one thing, song was the best medium for it, and the song was so, you know, pervading the life of the family, even with his uncle a tenor, his father a tenor in the singing academy, his brother a tenor, and his younger brother a baritone, so that he constantly heard the music of the voice, and so that was a natural thing. But it was also that he was born a true romantic, and that the song is a romantic medium, and it attracted him for this reason, I think. And we have already talked about it, that the spoken word, the poetry and so on, they're a kind of releasing element that would stir his creative impulses. And therefore he reacted to these short poems. And he also, because he was an enormously dramatic talent, and he said that a song is a drama in a page. And another thing is that he had overall, not only in music, this very great talent of portrayal. And he could measure up and with one phrase a person, you know? He would say one thing, for instance, about his brother. He would say, I better say it in German first, because when you translate it, it isn't this good. Because part of these things are that they are very short and sometimes humorous, most of the time humorous, but also they have a kind of poetic quality. It only occurred to me why they were so good in German when I began to teach Ovid and Virgil, and I was explaining to my students the rules of consonants and assonants, and there is these things, you know, they have a flow, and there's a poetic assonance and consonants in them that makes them better. When you translate, this is all lost. So for instance, he said about his brother, er ist eine komische Mischung von zwischen Künstler und Kaufmann. Now, you see this komische Mischung, Kakül and Kakao, you know, this is so alliteration and thing, and it makes it so much better than when you translate it and say he was a funny mixture between no artist and no merchant. You know, that the meaning of it is still very good, you know, right. It is there, and but it isn't as well coined. So, very often, you know, it was like a game in our parties that he would characterize on the piano the people that were there. And it was just uncanny how he could, with a few, you know, melodies, characterize a person that you would think he comes in to the room and you see him. He had that gift of really seeing to the bottom of your heart. And when he looked at you, he knew you and knew everything about you. And there was a strange thing about him that, for instance, he could take a letter of you, and he had never seen the person and could describe that person exactly how he was. And not only the exterior of the person, but what he was thinking and what his character was, and he had never studied graphology or even been interested. It just sprang out of the pages to him. And so he also had that feeling when he met you, he knew who you were. And this sometimes created enemies, because when you were a good person, you saw yourself as he saw you, and you liked what you saw. It was like a mirror. When you were not so nice, you also saw that, and all of a sudden you saw yourself as a contemptible person, and you didn't like that, and so you didn't like Eric.
I see. Well, certainly, it's clear that Eric needed some kind of extra musical stimulus to get his fires burning.